From WFAE News, this is IPO Charlotte. In many ways, Charlotte and its neighboring communities are just now going public as the region's national and international profile grows. Over the next few months, WFAE reporters will explore the Charlotte area's evolving economy, population growth, and the major challenges associated with that growth. From education and healthcare to transportation and the environment, IPO Charlotte will dig beneath the surface to shed light on the Charlotte region of today and tomorrow. So Charlotte is going public, but what does the public think or know about Charlotte? To begin our series, we talked with people in other cities to find out how they perceive the place we call home. WFAE's Craig Fawley serves our first slice of IPO Charlotte.
Think about it. When your town has a song, you've made it.
New York, New York.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Chicago. So, what about the Queen City? After gauging the responses that the staff gleaned from trips all over the country, I can recommend this ditty.
You think you know me well?
You don't know me.
Okay, so maybe it's not quite that bad, but it's probably not far off. Again, we spoke to ordinary folks all over the country to find out what they thought of when they hear the name Charlotte. We'll start up in the Great Lakes and head to the Motor City to find out what Detroiters think.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Charlotte, North Carolina?
I don't know.
Nothing?
I heard of the backwaters there. Maybe that thing comes to my mind.
Nothing offhand.
Well, think about it for a few seconds.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Nothing. No.
I don't think of anything, I guess. The United States?
Oh my gosh, my cousins live there. There's a mall there. It's awesome, awesome mall. What's it called? I don't know, but it's enormous. I absolutely love to shop, so.
Not exactly a great start. Perhaps it gets better.
Think about the basketball team. They're no good. They got Michael Jordan involved with them, you know, so I'm an old school Piston fan. So anything Michael Jordan involved with, I just can't cheer for. I don't like it. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Well, let's recount. So far, we have either complete ignorance or irrational hate for Michael Jordan going for us. Well, let's get out of Motown. We'll head the car towards New England and give Boston a try.
Why's your neck so red?
Now, don't worry, he was only joking, I think. Let's see what else Beantown has to say.
My name is Brian. I know nothing about Charlotte.
My name's Dara. When I think of Charlotte, I think of Bank of America.
I think of a little sun, a little fun, nice weather, and if you get snow, you're dead. Right, Mike? That's it. And I want to move there someday.
Well, that's certainly a bit more promising, but we'll cut the Yankees in Detroit and Boston a little slack for their lack of Charlotte knowledge. There is the issue of geographic separation at play here, but one thing these two towns do know about is sports, and they seem to be able to make a connection to Charlotte in that regard.
NASCAR racing.
NASCAR.
There's a basketball team. Blue and white.
The basketball team? Blue and white?
Basketball. I start thinking about University of North Carolina. I don't know whether they're around Charlotte.
That's a bit closer. The Tar Heels are at least in the state of North Carolina. So far, Charlotte has not made a big impression. Maybe it's time to head towards warmer weather. Perhaps the results will get a bit better as we talk to fellow Southerners about Charlotte. This man is from northern Mississippi.
Hospitality. I really don't know much about Charlotte, but I think of a southern city. Isn't it in the east?
If I were to say Charlotte to you, would you know what state it was in?
South Carolina? It's in North Carolina, though.
It's in North Carolina, but it's really close to South Carolina.
South Carolina played somewhat prominently in the responses, as many folks think Charlotte is either in South Carolina or perhaps is really close to Myrtle Beach or something.
Myrtle Beach days, we'll have some fun in the waves.
The thing I think of most is probably like sunshine, warmer weather.
And when I think of Charlotte, North Carolina, I think of Myrtle Beach. Very nice place.
Again, close. Not exactly on the mark, however. Maybe the folks in Nashville can give us some clarity.
Yeah, when I think of Charlotte, I think of a young city, a city similar to Nashville, up and coming, you know, hot market, a place that a lot of people are looking to relocate.
And when I hear the word Charlotte, North Carolina, I think of a very urban, modern, very up-to-date, up-to-speed city.
Finally, some people who have an understanding of the community beyond sports and also have a grasp on basic geography. Charlotte, North Carolina, a growing city with an expanding cultural and business climate, great weather, located just a few hours' drive away from beaches and the mountains. The truth is, despite the responses we did get, the evidence we all see here every day proves that more and more people are beginning to know Charlotte. So don't worry, Charlotte, the secret is out. Well, maybe we should worry.
Don't know me.
For WFAE News, I'm Craig Fawley.
Join WFAE at this time next week as we continue our series, IPO Charlotte. We'll explore how the influx of bankers and other professionals over the past two decades has changed Charlotte.
I left the job because they wanted me to move back to New York, and I would rather have been out of work than moving back to New York.
That's next week on IPO Charlotte, Thursday during Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Also, check out IPO Charlotte online at WFAE.org. You'll find audio from our series, and you can leave a comment about the project.